Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, and we were discussing yesterday the appropriate way to say Moedim Drabonon in conjunction together with the Chazan. Now, the Mishabura talked about this in two places. In Simen Kufchav Dalet, the discussion really is a different point over there. The idea of a person when he's forgotten Yalav Yavoi, that the Shulchan Aruch says that the person has an option, instead of repeating Shemoneh Esrei, but to listen to the Chazor Sashatz and be Yotzi with the Chazor Sashatz. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch says that a person has to hear the Chazor Sashatz from beginning to end. The Mishabura points out, first of all, that the Achronim nowadays say we should not rely on this approach, because we have difficulty really staying focused for that length of time, and a person should just repeat Shemoneh Esrei himself. But then the Mishabura says a different point in Sifkatan Mem Aleph, so that's Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Sifkatan Mem Aleph. He says this only works if the Chazan says all of the Chazor Sashas out loud. If he says the paragraph of Moedim quietly, so this Eitzah doesn't work anymore, because you have to hear everything from the Chazan. Then he says, I don't know where this came from, this idea that the Chazanim have a right to say the paragraph of Moedim Moedim quietly. The Tzibur is saying Moedim Drabonon. The Chazan quiets his voice and says it quietly. He says, I don't know where this comes from, such an idea. Obviously, the original Tekan of Chazal was that all of Shemoneh Esrei had to be said out loud, because the people were being Yotzei, which that was the purpose of, had to hear every part of Shemoneh Esrei, including the paragraph of Moedim. And the reason why we're keeping Chazor Sashatz nowadays, even though everybody's a Baki, is because the original Tekada is still in place. So it's obvious that it requires the Chazan to say everything out loud, including Moedim. So Mishabur says, I don't know where it came from. That's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. In Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, the Mishabur says, okay, and now that that's true, and the Tzibur is saying Moedim Drabonon, so how do we make that fit? She says the Chazan has to say it out loud enough that at least 10 people which are near him can hear it. So even though the Tzibur is saying Moedim Drabonon, that's going to cause a certain amount of sound. The Chazan needs to daven loudly to overcome that sound. So therefore, again, the idea being, if somebody would want to be Yotzei, they can be Yotzei with the Chazan. So at least 10 people have to hear the Chazan, so the 10 people around the Chazan are able to hear them. So now the Mishabur says the Chazan does not need to pause and let the Tzibur say Moedim Drabonon and then continue his tefillah. The Mishabur is very clear about that. But rather, he can continue out as long as he says it loud enough. So Shlomo Zalman raises the question, so what do you accomplish? If the goal is that people should be able to hear and be Yotzei, we have a rule of Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. It's hard to hear. It's hard to hear somebody when there's other sounds. So to the point that halachically you're not Yotzei. And even if it's Chaviv, the Gemara says, when it's Chaviv, I'm able to focus in and hear it. The Gemara says only if people are saying the same words, where they're saying different words, even if it's Chaviv, it's not possible. So I find Moedim tremendously Chaviv to say. Thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, to me, is a very, very special and dear moment, so I can focus on the Chazan, but I still can't focus on the Chazan because of the background sound of all the people saying Moedim. So Shlomo Zalman says that but in Yerechod, a person could focus, so we'll have to argue that Moedim, the Rabbanon, even though it's different words, it's still considered the same Inyan, and therefore a person would be able to hear the Chazan over the sound. If you look at the Sefer, and you look at the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he actually brings from some Poskim who suggest that the Tzibur should not say Moedim Drabonon very loudly, thereby allowing the Chazan's voice to be a much clearer voice for everybody to hear it. And some people have created this minhag of saying just the first three words, which that is the exact same words as everybody else, Moedim Anachtavach, and then pausing and waiting for the Tzibur to finish. Mishabur is clearly against that. However, there is a Levush The Levush says it a little bit differently. He says that the Chazan will say, Moedim Anachnu Loch, and he'll be marich in that. He will extend that, that it should take the same length as it takes the Sibra to say Moedim Drabanan. Now that sounds a little bit challenging to understand what he means. So some suggest he doesn't mean the words Moedim Anachnu Loch, but he means that the whole Moedim that the Chazan is saying should be as long as the Tzibra saying Moedim Drabanan. So what does that mean? Again, it's a problem because Moedim is much longer than Moedim Drabanan. However, the source for this is a Rush. And if you look at the Rush actually suggests not in the Piskei Rush, but in the Tshuva's Rush, he follows the Nusach of the Moedim Drabanan of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's Nusach of the Moedim Drabanan is much longer. So then the Rush would mean that we do not want the Tzibra to continue Moedim Drabanan after the Chazan has finished Moedim. So the Chazan has to make sure that the Moedim that he says takes as long as the Tzibra takes to say the Moedim Drabanan, which the Rush is following, which is following the version of the Yerushalmi in Moedim Drabanan, which is much longer. But he's not saying the person pauses in the first three words. So this idea of pausing is not necessarily rooted in this idea of the Rush and the Levush following the Rush. There is a mashmos of one reason that that's that to do such an idea, and some people do it, but it's not required al pi halacha that a person has to do that as long as the chazan says it loud enough, and that preferably the tzibra should not say it so loud. Have a good day.